SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They gave their lives in the line of duty, and flags are flying at half-staff today in Minnesota. Two police officers and a paramedic killed at the scene of a domestic violence incident in a Minneapolis suburb.
It happened early Sunday in Burnsville, Minnesota, at a news conference carried by KMSP. Drew Evans, a superintendent with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, says when officers arrived at the scene, a man had barricaded himself with his family that included seven children ages 2 to 15.
They spent quite a bit of time negotiating with this individual who was barricaded in the home. At one point during that barricaded situation, the subject opened fire.
The suspected gunman was found dead around 8 a.m., and family members were released from the home. None of them were hurt. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel is not bowing to growing international pressure to cancel plans for a major ground offensive targeting the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel says it's the last major stronghold in Gaza for Hamas, and Israel's prime minister is promising, in his words, to finish the job. Also at SRNNews.com, a very wet winter continues to punish wide swaths of California. This week expected to bring more torrential rains, a potential of flooding, fierce winds, and heavy snow in the higher elevations, the Sierra Nevada.
The most significant flooding potential is actually down in Southern California, so portions of like Santa Barbara County over to Los Angeles County. Could be looking at some significant flooding with several inches of rain.
The National Weather Service is Mark Chenard. Wisconsin's Democratic governor has signed new legislative district maps into law that he proposed and that the Republican-led legislature approved to avoid having the liberal-leaning state Supreme Court draw the lines. Democrats almost certain to gain seats in the state legislature. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle has broken out in Hawaii.
Rabbi Levi Gerlitsky wants to hold religious services in his home and applied for a permit to do so. The county said no, prompting the rabbi to call First Liberty and file a lawsuit. Attorney Jeremy Diss says, quote, Rabbi Gerlitsky has a constitutional right to engage in religious activities in his home with family and friends in the Jewish community, free from government burden or interference. He points out that secular gatherings require no permit at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau plans to test questions about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity for its most comprehensive survey of American life. The test questions will be sent to nearly 500,000 households. If they are approved, it will be the first time sexual orientation and gender identity questions are asked on the American Community Survey. People can respond online by mail, over the phone, or through in-person interviews. SRN News. Interesting historical footnote. Close of World War II, the U.S. Army fielded a team of experts determined to track down and return to their rightful owners millions of works of art stolen by the Nazis.
They were known as the Monuments Men, but they also included women. In recent years, the female members have been coming into the spotlight. Foundation honoring the group has updated its name to recognize their contributions and highlighting their work in a new exhibit at a national museum in New Orleans. The foundation is set to publish a memoir for the first time in English in which one of the women describes spying on the Nazis. Jason Walker reporting.
No action on Wall Street today with the U.S. financial markets closed in observance of President's Day. And following a triple-digit loss on Friday, the Dow will resume trading tomorrow morning at 38,268. The NASDAQ and the S&P lost ground on Friday, too. More details, SRNNews.com.